Once again, you're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Tim.
Well, folks, tonight Tim and I are going to do the show, and we're going to check out everything and see how these new frequencies and satellites and all that kind of stuff are working. But before we get into tonight's program, I want to let everybody know that our sale ends this Friday, November the 4th, 1994, which means that any orders for the sale prices of the information that we have on sale and the audio tapes of The Hour of the Time must be postmarked no later than Friday, November the 4th, 1994. If your orders are postmarked after November the 4th, 1994, we'll hold your order and send you a notice to make up the difference, or let us know and we'll send your order back to you. So don't try to sneak one in over the weekend. November the 4th, Friday, 1994, the sale ends, so you'll know what the prices are. My book, Behold a Pale Horse, for members is $20, for non-members is $25. All these prices are post-paid, folks. For members, $20, for non-members, $25. After Friday, it'll be $25 for members and $30 for non-members. It'll go back up to the normal price. The treason documents right now on sale are $60 for members, $70 for non-members. That's 628 pages of absolute proof of the treason that's occurred in this country in official United States government documents, State Department documents, Congressional Register, Federal Register, everything, the law, treaties, you name it, executive orders, everything. It's all in there. $60 for members, $70 for non-members. After Friday, it will go back up to $85 for non-members, and I think it's $70 or $75 for members. I'm not sure. Check your catalogs and see. Audio tapes of the broadcast hours of The Hour of the Time, right now on sale for members, $6, non-members, $8. Remember, all prices are postpaid, folks. And after Friday, they go back up to the normal price, which is $7 for members, $9 for non-members. The series on Mystery Babylon, which is 41 broadcast hours of The Hour of the Time, specifically covering the subjects of the research into the mystery schools and the videotape documentary of the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, for members is $180. Inside the continental limits of the United States. If you're a member and you live outside the continental limits of the United States of America, it's $210. And yes, that includes Canada and Mexico. For non-members, right now the sale price is $210. And if you live outside the continental United States, for non-members, it's $240. And yes, folks, the additional postage does cost that much. And to some places in the world, more than that. So, once more, I'll go through this. The book, until Friday, your order must be postmarked on or before Friday, November the 4th, 1994. The book, Behold a Pale Horse, $20 for members, $25 non-members. The treason documents, $60 for members, $70 for non-members. Audio tapes of the broadcast hours of The Hour of the Time. And when you order tapes, folks, either order by our catalog number, or you must specify the date and the subject that the program was aired and that it covered. Audio tapes, members, $6, non-members, $8. the Mystery Babylon series, 41 broadcast hours of the Hour of the Time, plus the video documentary Luxor. For members, $180 in the United States, $210 outside the United States. For non-members inside the United States, $210 outside the United States, $240. And now let me clear up some things on the on our new broadcast frequencies and everything. Last night at the later time, that is midnight Eastern Standard Time, you did not hear the Hour of the Time on 7.315, and you won't hear it the rest of this week. You will begin to hear it on that frequency Monday night. That's this coming Monday night, the November the 7th. We will begin broadcasting the Hour of the Time on 7.315 at midnight. You're listening to the Hour of the Time on 7.315 right this moment. So you don't have to worry about the earlier time. Remember, we are broadcast on Galaxy 4. That's by satellite. Galaxy 4, channel 15, 7.55 audio. And also, later in the evening, at midnight Eastern, 7.64 audio. I told you those were wideband. They're narrowband, folks. So set them on narrowband or you won't be able to receive it. And I apologize for that little discrepancy. On Galaxy 3, at midnight, you will be able to hear the Hour of the Time, midnight Eastern, that is. Galaxy 3, channel 17, 5.80 wideband audio. And, of course, right now, at this time period, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear the Hour of the Time on 7.315 megahertz shortwave. And at midnight Eastern Standard Time, we will also be broadcasting on 5.065 megahertz WWCR and 9.930 megahertz WHRI Hawaii. And beginning Monday, you will also hear the Hour of the Time at midnight Eastern on 7.315. And after the first of the year, folks, look for us on television. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Come on, everybody! Clap your hands! Oh, you're looking good! I'm gonna sing my song! It won't take long! We're gonna do the twist and it goes like this! Come on, let the twist begin!
That flying up there. I think it is a bird. We're going to check out and see how you're hearing us on that bird and also on 7.315. So what I'd like to do, folks, is I want everybody to get off the phone except for those people in the Northeast United States. Northeast United States, I want to hear from somebody in the Northeast United States. I want to hear how well you're receiving us on 7.315 megahertz, and you can call right now. We'll take your call. We're going to be taking reception reports to see if this is working, and if it is, we're going to go get the beans, folks. So, somebody from the Northeast United States who is listening right now, please call. The number is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. When we take call-ins on the Hour of the Time, that is our call-in number. The rest of the day, when we're not on the air, that is our fax number, in case you ever want to send us a fax. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Earl from Warwick, Rhode Island.
Hi, how are you hearing us up there?
Coming in clear.
That's on 7.315?
Right.
Okay, do you have a satellite dish?
No, I don't. I got a Grundig.
Okay, hey, that's a good radio. At least that's what I hear. How do you like it?
Good, good. Very good.
Okay, were you listening to the hour of the time when we were broadcast at midnight?
No, I did. I'm asleep by then.
Okay, yeah, well, we're still broadcast at midnight, but we got this earlier broadcast hour on this frequency so that people on the East Coast don't have to stay up so late.
Yeah, right. My brother's in Montana, and he tells me all about your show.
Great.
But he gets it at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's in Mountain.
Right.
Okay. I want to thank you for your call.
Okay, Bill.
Take care. Okay, let's have somebody from the Southeast United States, now Florida, Georgia, somewhere like that. Everybody else, stay off the phone. I want to hear from the Southeast United States only right now, okay? Everybody else, stay off the phone. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, let's hear from the Southeast United States, folks. Everybody else, stay off the phone. I want to hear from somebody in Florida, Georgia, somewhere like that, somewhere down in the Southeast United States, and see if you're getting 7.315, if anybody's listening down there. I don't know if anybody is, but if anybody's listening in the southeastern portion of the United States of America, Georgia, Florida, what else is down there, Tim?
You know, we have a couple other states, Louisiana, the Bayou country.
Well, I guess nobody's listening in the Southeast United States, or else they don't want to spring for a phone call. The number is 602-337-2524. Come on, folks. Somebody out there who's listening in the Southeast United States, give me a call. Let me know if you're receiving this program. I know there's got to be somebody down there listening, because we used to have a lot of listeners at midnight, and I know that they don't like to stay up that late, so they'd be listening at this time. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Where are you at?
Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida, fantastic. How can you hear us?
Great signal tonight.
Wonderful.
Are you going to be rebroadcasting this later, or will the later show be different?
No, the later show, we're going to be checking out the satellite and 9.930. We're going to be doing the same thing we're doing now.
Okay.
Tonight's just a sort of a checkout. I would have done it last night, except I knew last night we'd have some problems, and we did. And I also, because it was the first night doing this, and it was Halloween, so I wanted to give you guys a spooky program last night.
Yeah, I taped it last night. In the future, are you going to be running the same show on both frequencies?
I'm not sure yet how this is going to work. It's just as new to us as it is to you.
I don't know if I got to buy more tapes.
Well, we're going to feel our way here and see what happens.
Bill, have you ever thought about making a handbook for what a citizen should be or should have?
Me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't pretend to. What I believe that a citizen in this country should be is very simple. Someone who believes in and supports the Constitution and Bill of Rights, understands what freedom and liberty is, and is responsible. And if somebody fits that bill, we'd have a wonderful country, I think.
Okay, but now what do we do with all the encumbrances of the politicians?
Well, we gotta take the reins of this thing back in our hands. I mean, you know, we started out in a coach. Somewhere along the line, the driver fell off, and the rest of it have just ignored the fact that there's no driver.
Yeah.
And so we've just been sitting in the coach playing pinochle while this thing's been running all over the country, and now we're kind of upset because we're not where we're supposed to be.
Well, it's heading off the cliff real soon.
Yeah. Well, we gotta get up there, and we've got to get the reins, and we've got to get the horses back on the road and get back where we're supposed to be. Thanks for calling, and thanks for your reception report.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Okay, let's go to the North Midwest. Actually, you should be getting good reception in the North Midwest because this signal, I believe, is coming right out of Indiana. It is. It's coming out of Indiana. So let's skip that. Let's go to the Northwest Coast, Seattle, Idaho, Oregon. Anybody, Seattle, Idaho, Oregon? Everybody else, stay off the phone, please. Seattle, Idaho, Oregon, somebody up there, Western Canada even. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill, this is Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and well, Baker, really, and we've got your reception loud and clear, and we're listening, and we're ready, and we're glad you're coming on now at 7 p.m. because we're just tired of waiting up so late, but we've been listening for just about a year now. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you for that reception report. Okay, let's hear from the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, somebody in Seattle, Western Canada, Idaho, any place like that. Good evening. You're on the air.
William Cooper, this is Mr. Morgan over in North Carolina. I know you want to hear from Northwest. I can barely get you, but I'm glad to talk to you. I've read your book over here in North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, and we love you over here.
Well, thank you.
And I tried to get you, and the number was busy.
Well,
so but it's good to get to talk to you.
It's going to be busy. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Okay, folks, I'm going to say this one more time. I want to hear from the Northwest. Everybody else, get off the phone. Off the phone. You got plenty of time in this hour if you want to talk. But right now, I want reception reports. I want to know if we're getting what we're paying for. So I need to know that, folks. Somebody from Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Western Canada, give us a call right now, 602-337-2524. You know, Tim, it might be too early because on the West Coast,
they're an hour behind us.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock and people aren't even really off work and home yet. So I don't think our normal listeners are going to be listening on the West Coast. If anything, we'll pick up new listeners who work at different hours and are home at this time. Go ahead.
How about Kansas and South Dakota?
Yeah, we can try that too. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper. Yeah. My name's Mary McElligan. And I'm coming in from Seattle.
Oh, fantastic. How is our reception up there?
It's just wonderful. It's a lot clearer than the nighttime show.
Wonderful. That's great. Boy, if this works out all over the place like this, we're going to have a great time in the next few months, I can guarantee you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Were you a regular listener at the later hour?
My husband is in the evening, but it was hard for me to even hear, so the only way he could hear was with his headset on.
So
far. Oh, I can hear you perfectly.
Wonderful. Well, everybody spread the word. You don't have to stay up late anymore. You can listen to the hour at a time at a decent hour and still get to bed and get a lot of sleep. So that's great.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Repeating each show in the evening then, at 9?
I don't know yet. This is just as new to us as it is to all of you. Tonight we'll be doing a live show at the later time, just like we're doing now, because I have to check the other frequencies and the satellite reception and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now the only thing left is to hear from somebody in Southern California. Southern California, 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. You can get Southern California up the northern BC coast.
Oh, you're in northern Canada.
Yeah, northern BC on the coast.
Okay. I got you. And how are you receiving us up there?
Not too bad. It was fading out badly, but it's just suddenly started coming in quite well, as I phoned.
Yeah, well, reception should get better as the sun keeps sinking in the west.
Yes, well, it's twilight here now, and I turned my hydroelectric plant off to get away from the interference so I could listen to the show.
Great. Well, thank you for your reception report.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, this is working good. Okay, somebody from Southern California, everybody, please hang up your phones unless you're from Southern California. Somebody in San Diego, or better yet, Tijuana, put down your margarita and give us a call. Well, like I said, people on the West Coast may not be home from work yet. Maybe we're lucky. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I'm not from the Northwest. I'm from Cleveland, though, and we're not getting you very well here. I have one request, though.
What's that?
I like Chubby Checker, but play some Elvis, okay? Oh, by the way, did you see the CBS program night before last about an alien invasion from another planet?
No, but you can expect to see more and more of that stuff. You can expect to have flying saucers, UFOs, extraterrestrials, and aliens shoved down your throat.
Right, sir. They mentioned on the program on this, simulation that all the races and the religions of the world are coming together to fight this threat from another galaxy.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Boy, it's just like they quoted me verbatim, isn't it?
Absolutely. Better believe it. Well, I really love your show, sir.
Well, thank you very much. We love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, we love all of you who are waking up or who are awake and who are using your brains. The rest of you I can't get too enthused about, but we hope that if we stick with you, you'll be one of us eventually. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Dick in Southern California.
Fantastic. Where are you at?
About 60 miles north of San Diego, and receiving about as well as the 9 o'clock.
Well, that's good. That's great.
That sounds good. Glad to have you on earlier.
Thanks. Well, even later, it wasn't so late on the West Coast. What is it, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock is normal.
Yeah, and what time is there now, 5?
5:20, yeah.
Okay, great.
Sounds good, and we're sure excited for all the new frequencies and to get the word out.
Wonderful. Do you have a satellite dish?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, folks, now I'd like everybody to hang up. I'd like to hear from somebody. All we need is one report on satellite. Galaxy 4, channel 15, 7.55 audio narrow band. I don't care where it is in the country. Somebody who's listening to us on satellite, Galaxy 4, channel 15, 7.55 megahertz narrow band, please give us a call because whatever one reports, they'll all report. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Cliff Scott in Cleveland.
All right, Cliff. Are you listening on satellite?
Yeah, sure am.
Fantastic. How are you getting us?
Very, very noisy.
Very noisy?
Yeah, it's almost, I can just barely make it out. I've got it on the narrow band. On wide band, it wipes it out completely.
Yeah, well, if it's on narrow band, try turning up your volume. And
I got two dishes, and it's coming in exactly the same on both systems.
Really? Did you try the fine tune on your dish?
Yep, I've done everything. It's something's wrong with the feed.
Okay, well, that could be. Like I said, things go wrong when you do something for the first time, and that's why we're doing these reception checks tonight to make sure
right.
Everything is going to be okay.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
So,
hey, Bill, I got a question for you real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where'd you find the information on the Pope as far as what he did during the war?
From the, what's the name of the corporation that he worked for? Look in the book.
All right.
It's the corporation that he worked for in Germany.
The reason I asked about that is nobody ever says anything about that.
I know they don't. And the church tries to get around it by saying that he was a boiler stoker for that chemical company instead of the salesman that he really was. So anyway, God, I can't remember the name of the company. It's a very famous World War II company that was all mixed around with the Nazis and everything. And we just got it from the records in Germany, from their personnel records and from the available records of the chemical company that he worked for. And since then, they've locked those records up tighter than a drum. Nobody can get near them.
I'll bet they have.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Wish I could remember the name of the company. God. I can't believe I forgot it. Well, sometimes my brain doesn't work any better than anybody else's, believe me. And for all you guys out there that think that I'm some kind of bloody genius or something, I'm not. Just an ordinary guy who does an awful lot of studying, awful lot of reading, awful lot of research.
It sure is exciting getting out all over and hearing from people all over the country.
Yeah, it sure is. Let's see who's on the line here. You want to take this one, Tim?
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Tim, this is Dan from New Orleans.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I was giving y'all a call. I can hear you pretty good on the shortwave. It fades in and out a little bit, but not as bad as WWCR. But I'm same with the other guy. I really can't get you at all on the satellite. So I got the call last night. I think Bill was in the shower when I called him. Okay, Annie, so they're going to wonder if we're even coming over G4. But and we get G3, you know, good late at night.
So that's good.
So I don't know what the deal is with the satellite, but I'm glad to hear it because I work late at night and usually can't talk to y'all live. So.
And I know you usually have to tape it and then listen to it the next day, what you're telling.
Well, I'm still doing access. I take a bunch of people to work and listen to it if you don't have shortwave audio. So.
Well, that's good.
Got to spread the word a little bit. So.
All right.
Okay, I'll let y'all go. I just want to let you know that, so maybe can get that cleared up. Hopefully the satellite other than that sounds great.
That's good. Nice hearing from you, Dan.
Okay, Tim. Bye-bye, Dan.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Okay, well, that's good. We got satellite report. We got reception reports on 7315. And looks like we're getting out. Everybody's listening. And I think we're going to pick up a lot of new listeners during this hour who found it a little bit overwhelming to stay up until midnight. Actually, till after 1 o'clock. I mean, they had to stay up till midnight just to get the show, and then they had to stay up till 1 o'clock to listen to it. And probably after they heard it, they probably couldn't sleep for a couple of hours on some nights. After.
Well, we'll be getting out the word. A lot more people will be getting with us.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to report from Texas. It's kind of fading in and out in Texas.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to be received in Texas?
Yeah, you should be getting us good in Texas, but here, the farther west you go, the worse the reception is going to be simply because the sun hasn't gone down far enough. The sun does something to the atmosphere. It ionizes the atmosphere, and that screws up reception quite a bit during the daytime on this particular frequency. As the sun goes down farther at night, you should get better reception. It's like AM. You know, around here, you can't get any AM stations at all in the daytime.
Right.
And about 11 o'clock at night, you can get every AM station in the country.
Yes, true.
It's incredible.
Well, we just got a shortwave radio, and we're trying to figure out how to use it. It's not digital. It's one that you can change manually.
Uh-huh.
And it's on band 2, I think, if I know what I'm talking about. And it looks like it's on pretty close to 7.25.
Well, it should be 7.315. And, you know, shortwave listening is sort of an interactive sport. When I sit down and listen to my shortwave radio, I'll start listening to it. I won't touch the radio. And if I've ever got everything set right and I'm on the right frequency and it starts fading in and out or something like that, then I'll put my hand on the top. And if that makes it better, I might leave it alone, or I might reach up and touch the antenna and see if that makes it any better. And somebody told me once, if you wrap your telephone cord around it while it's plugged into the wall, it helps reception because then the telephone line becomes an antenna. But the best thing to do is string out a long wire. And if you don't know how to do that, you can go down to Radio Shack and tell them what you need to do, and they've got everything you need to do it with, and even a book that they'll sell you to show you how to do it.
Right. Well, we've read your book, and we have been looking desperately for your radio show. We heard that it was on about 11 o'clock here, I think, p.m., and we just haven't been able to find it. And we were listening to Bob George tonight, and he came on right after, and we were just so excited when we heard somebody call you Bill. We wondered if it was William Cooper.
No, this is Billy Schwartz.
Pardon?
This is Billy Schwartz. Were you looking for Bill Cooper?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any idea where he's at.
Well, okay. Well,
no, I'm only teasing. This is Bill Cooper. I couldn't resist it. You know, I don't get a chance to have too much fun on this broadcast too often, so.
And you had to pick a Texan, didn't you?
Well, you know, most of my relatives are from Texas, too. So, in fact, my mom and dad live in Texas. My sister lives in Texas. My brother lives in Oklahoma, and we'll forgive him for that.
We are real excited to have you on.
Well, thank you.
Good work, and we will be listening.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, if you're from Oklahoma, don't get mad. I went to Monroney Junior High School in Midwest City, Oklahoma, and I like it, and I like my brother. And, in fact, my great-grandmother and great-grandfather staked out 600-and-some-odd acres of land near Garber, Oklahoma, in the Oklahoma Land Rush. They were one of the people that raced across the line. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. This is Bill in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
How are you
doing? We're on the satellite. It's a good signal here. No static. It's not quite as strong as the other satellite, but perfectly readable, and you're an S9. That means real good on the radio here in western North Carolina.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you later. Have a good evening.
You too. Well, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Ain't no way to do it. Got a backbeat, you can lose it. Ain't no time to use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, if you wanna dance, I have no kick against myself. And if you gotta play, you gonna dance. And take the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Ain't no way to use it. Got a bad beat, you can't lose it. Ain't no time to use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, if
Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you do, got a backbeat, you can use it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in non-reportable, non-confiscatable hard assets. The only commodity in the history of the world that has kept its value all these hundreds and thousands of years. You know, before World War I, back at the beginning of the century, the German mark, in fact, 170 German marks would purchase 1 ounce of gold. 170 German marks would purchase 1 ounce of gold. And that 170 German marks would buy 399 loaves of bread. I bet you're wondering what that's got to do with anything. Well, after the mark took a plunge post-World War I in the tremendous inflationary period that Germany went through, when a housewife would leave her home, go to the bakery to buy a loaf of bread, when she got there, she would find the price was higher than the amount of money she had in her purse. So she would ask the baker for the new price. He would give her the new price. She would go home, get that amount of money, come back to the bakery shop, and by the time she got back, the price had already doubled. That's what was happening in Germany, and it could very well happen here as the dollar's value, its true value, is discovered. By discovered, I mean really discovered. Most people don't seem to understand what's going on. During that time, at the highest rate of inflation, 1 ounce of gold reached a price of 84 trillion German marks. 84 trillion German marks. And those 84 trillion German marks would still buy 379 loaves of bread. Now you know what I'm talking about. You see, the people who had paper in their pocket died in the gutter. The people that had friends or gardens or something and they could hang on and survive until it was all over were able to barely eke out an existence. Lost a lot of weight, mind you. Lost a lot of sleep, too. But the people who had gold or silver coin didn't lose anything. Didn't lose anything at all. And if you're smart, you'll learn something from our little story tonight. And you'll call Swiss America Trading. And you'll put at least some of what you have into gold and silver coin against the inflation that goes on constantly in this country. Remember, I told you exactly when the Fed would begin raising interest rates, and they did. And I told you when they would raise them again, and they did. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to raise them in another month. Within a month, interest rates will be raised again. Now, I haven't been wrong, folks, and I'm not wrong now. So you better listen to me, and you better understand that every day that goes by, you lose value in your earning power, in your savings, in your investments, everything. You see, even if you have a good rate of return on your investment, if the dollar loses its value on a daily basis, as it is doing every day, you lose a good hefty portion of whatever that interest is that you think you're getting. Isn't it funny how I travel around this country and everybody asks me, Bill, something's wrong. I can feel it in my gut. I don't understand. We're working harder than we ever have. I used to be able to support my family by myself. Now my wife is working and we can barely make ends meet. And we keep getting poorer every day. That's because of the big scam called the Federal Reserve System. And the fact that our money is backed by nothing. It's a worthless piece of paper. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Leave your number. Somebody will call you back. Don't put it off, though, folks. Don't wait until tomorrow because you know how you are. You procrastinate. And in the morning, you'll get up and you'll think of a reason not to call. And if the stock market takes a dive again tomorrow like it took today, and if you have money in stocks, what are you going to tell your loved ones? 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You'll be glad that you did.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night.
We're having fun here, folks. Anybody remember the bop? You know something? I asked somebody that the other day, and they looked at me real funny. I think I reached the bracket where nobody remembers what we did when we were kids, except for us, because it's not written in the history books.
Well, the bop, you had to have your 55 and 56 T-Bird. You had to go to the malt shop, and you had to have your high school jacket with the big letter. And
don't forget the bathtub chain, the BTC.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, we were just as crazy when we were kids as kids are now. Only we weren't exposed to some of the things that kids are now, so we had no idea what kind of trouble we could have gotten into had we known it.
You remember all the big cars, the big wide track Pontiacs and Oldsmobiles?
Oh,
there were some big boats.
Yeah, and those big giant Chryslers with the huge fins. And the 58 Chevys and all of that stuff. I love it. I miss it. Okay, folks, we can take your calls and talk about anything you want to. We don't need reception reports anymore. So if you want to call and talk about anything you've heard on the last few nights or what's going on in your area or whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about 58 Chevys, that's okay with me. 602-337-2524 is the call-in line. And remember, for the rest of the day when we're not on the air, that is our fax number if you ever need to send us a fax. Occasionally, folks, somebody calls up and says, you know, I got this piece of information, or I've got this book, or I've got this report. I just called to find out if you guys would like to have it. You don't need to do that. We are information junkies. We'll take anything and everything. Don't ever call and ask. Just send it. Just send it. And I want to take a couple of minutes here to thank Michelle Moore and her family who have been sending us big, huge boxes of books. And some of those books and reports, a lot of reports and a lot of government reports that are very difficult to find. I want to thank you very much. There are some duplicates in our library, but it doesn't matter because every once in a while somebody cops one of our books and we have an instant replacement sitting there on the shelf. The number is 602-337-2524, folks. You'd like to call and talk. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. I'm calling from Houston, and you're coming in loud and clear here. Let me tell you what an incident that happened to me about a month ago. I was talking to my priest, and I had a copy of these 46 questions that our servicemen are being answered or are being asked.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, including of number 46, would you be willing to fire upon American citizens?
Yeah, but let's be real careful about what we say, because so far as we know, only a small group of Marines at 29 Palms Marine Base in California were asked those questions that we know of.
Okay, now let me tell you what happened. I was showing this list of questions to my priest, and a fellow whom I know personally here in the Houston area who goes to my church, who is a BATF agent, came up to me and to the priest and told us not only was this true, but that the government had at least 1 dozen groups training throughout the country for that eventuality.
What did you tell him?
I was shocked.
Why? We've been telling you about this for years.
Oh, sure, but I mean...
I wrote it in my book.
Take the F agent to admit it, though. That's what was shocking.
Well, you got to understand that these people think that they've got it made and that nobody's going to resist them and that they can't be beat. And this little... The guy that they called the terrorist warlord in Somalia kicked their butt.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing here is this guy, his problem is he thinks that he can remain a Christian on one hand and then remain in an evil organization like BATF on the other and maybe try to change the system, but you can't change the system when it's so evil and corrupt.
Well, you should have called him what he was. See, I do that. I don't let him get away. I call him traitor to their face.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fax you probably Thursday, now that I've got your new number, I'm going to fax you something from the October 21st Gun Week, which shows how Canada is voting to have a standing U.N. army. And then there's another interesting article in there about the U.N. study proposes global income tax to aid the poor. So I will fax that to you sometime Thursday.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, I was having fun until that call. It makes me mad.
Yeah. Sure does.
I don't like those people. The ATF, the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, does not work for the United States government. They work for the Department of the Treasury, which is an arm of the International Monetary Fund, which is an agency under the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen. They're traitors. The Secretary of the Treasury, Lord Benson, is not even paid by the United States of America, according to the Treaty of Bretton Woods. He must be paid by the International Monetary Fund. You guys don't even know that, do you? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I'm in Houston. A lady called saying that she could not get you on her radio. I think probably she's using one of these little $35 shortwave radios that Chuck Carter and R.G. Stair and a number of people have put out. And the fact is that radio doesn't tune down to the 5.065.
Well, she's listening to 7.315.
Well, I know, but she said that she had not been able to get you on the 5 megacycle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to call and say I'm glad that you're on the higher frequency because there are an awful lot of people who have gotten these $35 radios through Harder and Stair and various other people. I think Tex Mars and Pete Peters, almost everyone's been putting these out over the past year or two.
Uh-huh.
And so there are a whole bunch of them out there, but they don't tune down the low. I think the last calibration on them is 5.85.
Hmm.
But, you know, if you try to tune down much below 5.5 megacycles, you just, it doesn't go down for you.
How about that one you got, Tim? Will that go to 5.065?
Yes, it does.
This is a little Palm Trex or MCE. The little $35 Radio Shack has been selling them. They're a very popular radio because it's been the cheapest shortwave.
Yeah, not anymore. Tim's got one that's just as cheap and works just as good as my Sangian.
Right, we have a AC-101, and it goes down to the 5.065, and that's how I was checking the station earlier. I go across the street.
That there are thousands and thousands.
Oh, yeah, I realize that.
Already. And so now you're making yourself available again to the people who have that radio that otherwise might not even know about you.
Right.
So anyway, glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for anybody out there who doesn't have a radio and doesn't want to spend a lot of money, like I said, Tim has one that's just as inexpensive. It's not cheap at all. It works better than most radios that cost 5 times as much, and it works just as good as my Sangian, which, as you know, is the best radio you can purchase below, I believe it's $500, according to the experts who write the reviews of radios, and I've seen those reviews. So, if you'd like to purchase one of those, call Tim. What's your number, Tim? How do they get the whole thing?
All right, they can call us at Surplus and Stuff.
That's to wake you guys up out there, in case you were wondering.
In St. John's, Arizona. And the phone number is area code 602-337-2975. That's area code 602-337-2975. That's our order line. We do not have the 800 number anymore for our catalog. And if you want to get our catalog, send $2 to Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. for a mail order catalog, send $2 to Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936, and we'll be glad to help you out any way we can.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Howdy, Bill.
Hi.
You're going to pick up a lot of new listeners with these different times, and I'd just like to mention that I've bounced around on shortwave for years now, and you've got Tom Valentine, which I know you've made the point. The man is a Luciferian. There's a book out called 5-5-2000. Has a long interview with him where he goes to great length claiming that the God of the Bible was trying to restrict man and the serpent set us free to become gods. Chuck Carter's program regularly promotes the same thing with Zechariah Sitchin. This stuff is really creeping in, and you know, you make a lot of points about it, and people, it's out there, and a lot of the influences that are over the Patriot movement are actually of the other school. And I want to mention one thing that happened to me at the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C., Scottish Rite Masonry.
Uh-huh.
I was down there one time doing some work, and they're very friendly, and they knew that I was basically opposed to Masonry, but they still let me look in the books, unlocked the cabinet that had Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, the big, thick blue one.
They used to have them laying on all the tables and chairs in there.
Yeah, now they got the standard Morals and Dogma, the orange ones, but his own personal one that they had, there was a rumor that it had extra stuff in it, and I went page by page, flipping through, everything was the same. And they were very polite. And then I said, can I see this book right behind the desk of the librarian that had a collection of all of his works?
Uh-huh.
I said, sure. And I was looking through all the works, and there was a manila folder in the back of the book. I opened the manila folder, and there was the speech. Now, it was typed out. It was not handwritten, but, you know, the God, Lucifer, the whole Luciferian speech, which you're very familiar with.
Uh-huh.
And when the librarian saw me looking at that letter in the back, the librarian went ballistic, started screaming and yelling in the middle of the place.
Freaked out. Alarm bells went off. Sailors started running up and down the passageways. They lorded the torpedo tubes.
No, I kid. Now, you know, they're very calm down there and very tranquil, but when they saw the letters, you're not supposed to see that. You're not supposed to see it. And ripped it out of my hand. And that old devil, he's running around quite a bit. And unfortunately, he's got some strongholds already in on shortwave with, hate to say Chuck Carter because a lot of people disagree, but especially Tom Valentine.
Only the sheeple would disagree. The sheeple listen to those who tell them what they want to hear.
And another point, I'm going to quote a scripture, and I know sometimes you get a little upset, but there's a verse in the Bible.
No, I don't get upset if somebody quotes scripture, if they have an intelligent point to make.
Okay.
What I get upset with is people who are intolerant of the freedom of other people.
Which like I told the Masons, is I don't care if you build the biggest temple in the world next to my house. You've got a freedom to do that. But there's a verse in there that says that faith is the evidence of things hoped for and the substance of things unseen. And the Christian walk is dealing in the realm of the unseen, and we build strong faith. And this whole UFO thing is like a counterfeit faith. It's dealing in nebulous things. And there's actually strength in the human soul power. I know I'm getting a little goofy out here, but if anybody wants to read an interesting book about a guy named Watchman Nee, it's called The Latent Power of the Soul. And it gets into soul power, and a lot of this New Age junk that's coming down is generating the soul power in these realms of the unseen. And as a Christian, I know these things function because it's a biblical principle. And the old devil can do a little bit of his similar parallel things. I think there's a mentality shifting here with evidence of things unseen. And it's deception time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. The deception is so deep in America, folks, that if you're a short person, you're in danger of drowning. Stand on a stump during the next few months, and you might survive. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Pam.
What are you laughing at, Tim? I'm sorry, Pam.
That's all right. This is Pam from Compel. Bill, I have a question.
Sure.
I'm almost through with your book.
Uh-huh.
I have a son who's 30 years old. I went into the Navy when he was 17, and at the time we weren't aware of the fact that he had a drinking problem. He hid it so well. He came out of the Navy, went into Miramar, and blew it. And now the young man is sitting in jail. And when he was about 6 or 7 years old, he was considered hyperactive, and they tested him, and he came out with the top 3% in his class.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like his child has been marked from the time he took the test, and he's just caught in the system. And I just wonder if you have any advice for a mother. What I can do besides just simply pray for this kid. Is there any avenue that I can go and look and see? I'm just bewildered.
Well, you know, what I do when these things happen is I look back to my childhood. And I know I didn't listen to my father, and I didn't listen to my mother. I didn't listen to anybody. I had to learn for myself. And I had a lot of those problems. I mean, I was wild. I was crazy, and I got in a lot of fights. And I loved the service because I could be wild and crazy, and I could go to strange lands and do weird stuff, and I could sleep on the bottom of the sea in a submarine and all kinds of things. But there's really nothing that you can do but pray, because whatever brings him out of whatever he's in has to come from within him. And that's the only place it can come from.
Absolutely. Well, I was just curious. Your book had just really stirred up a lot of thoughts and ideas. And I know that the school system now doesn't want intelligent children. They want robots.
Well, that's what the whole New World Order wants.
Exactly. And because this child still is, a very intelligent young man,
uh-huh.
I just feel like that he's been marked, and am I crazy to think this?
Well, I think maybe you might be overdoing it a little bit. I think maybe he may be addicted to alcohol. Until he realizes that and decides to do something about it, there really isn't anything anybody else can do. You can harangue him, you can talk to him, you can tell him about it and everything, and it'll just make him mad and drive him away from you.
Exactly.
Because if he's in a state of denial, he'll just get mad at whoever brings his attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me and Tim have had our days with the bottle of booze, I'll tell you, and we very seldom ever touch the stuff now, because somewhere along the line we realized that that wasn't good for us. And everybody who eventually matures or becomes wiser in life, it comes from within. It never comes from somebody else. Until the person realizes it himself and wants to do something about it, and then accepts help from somebody, then it's possible to help. But until then, any kind of, in my experience, I have seen that usually help is taken as an attack, and they sort of push you away.
So just loving with kindness, then. Loving to death, I think.
Well, you know, it's like a bird. If you love a bird, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
If it loves you, it'll come back. And it's the same with people.
Exactly.
If it needs help, give him help. And when he's ready to look at what his problem is, he'll be willing to accept a lot of help then, but not until.
You've been very kind to listen to me and visit with me.
Well,
I have not been able to listen too much to your program because I have to get up so early in the morning, but I am so thrilled to have you on this hour.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled to be here.
I hope to talk to you again.
Okay. You're always welcome, as is everybody else. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
Good night. You know, I hate it when I can't give somebody an answer where it empowers them to do something. But what I said, in my experience, has really been true. That until a person really understands that there's a problem, there's really not much you can do for them. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Graham County, Arizona.
Oh, okay. How's Sheriff Mack doing?
Sheriff Mack's doing fine. And that sort of got to do with my question of my call. Militia unit. We talked to Sheriff Mack about forming a unit here in the county.
Uh-huh.
And his answer was, well, let's have the posse be the militia.
No. No. And he can't say that to you. Because under the Constitution of the State of Arizona, if you're between, I believe it's 18 and 45, you are a member of the militia, whether you know it or not, and whether you're in the posse or not. You're already the militia.
That's correct.
That's why I did the show, spelling out the law for everybody, so that you could go get the law and understand who you are and what you are and understand that you don't need permission. The law says you're part of the militia already. You can't get out of it until you turn 45. And if you're a veteran of the military service, you're a part of the militia until you're 65 and you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
How about that?
I understand that fully.
Okay. Next time, go to the law, don't go to the sheriff.
His response was, though, that there's unconstitutional laws which prohibit us from having certain weapons. And his theory was, once he gets us trained up, that the posse will be able to have assault weapons.
Don't listen to that. You know, I like what Sheriff Mack did, but I don't like what he did in the beginning. He told everybody that he was going to take the Brady Bill to court on the grounds that it was unconstitutional, didn't he?
Yes.
He said that all over the country. He said it on TV, said it on radio. He said it on my show when I had him as a guest. What did he do? He took it to court on the grounds that the sheriff doesn't work for the federal government and therefore doesn't have to carry out the terms of the Brady Bill. And I think, and several other people did it, I think they may have done it to keep somebody from taking it to court on constitutional grounds, because the active clause in the second article in amendment is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So he copped out on us. And if, and this makes me even angrier. It makes me think that he may be part of this. I don't know. But if he's telling you that you can't have a militia, I'll tell you right now, he's full of crap, and I'll tell it to his face if I see him. You are already part of the militia if you fall in that age group under the Constitution of the great state of Arizona.
Bill, let me clear up one thing now. He did not say we could not have one. He just said, let's organize it through the posse.
If you organize it through the posse, you're not the militia. You're part of the sheriff's posse, and you have no constitutional protection.
Okay, that's a question this is the thing I've been dealing with, thinking about for the last week here. Yeah. Did you see the article in the Republic on the 11th of October?
What was it?
On unorganized militia units, page 2.
Yeah, about Michigan.
And it was very straightforward and honest. It seemed right through to the very last paragraph, a couple of sentences, and a mayor of a small town's remarks were, what are we going to have next, the neo-Nazi, the KKK?
Yeah.
He left it with a very negative...
I know, and just recently the ADL has named all terrorists, all terrorists patriots, all patriots terrorists and anti-Semites. Folks, we got to go. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Lord bless you.
And, folks, there's a new number for the Constitution Party. There's no longer an 800 number. We want you to get to start having you help pay your own way. The new number for the Constitution Party is area code 310-247-1276. That's 310-247-1276. One more time. Constitution Party. Call it. Ask for information. Join. Help us bring back. The Constitution is the supreme law of this land. No other party in this country, political or otherwise, addresses what's happening to us in this country right now. Constitution Party number 310-247-1276. Call, ask for information, join, and help us. Good night, folks.
Good night, folks.
And God bless you all.
Good night, sweetheart, where it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, where it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, where it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, where it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.